cannabis plants discovered at Vermont State House flower beds. The Aegis Alliance, Montpelier, Vermont. Nearly 36 cannabis plants were discovered in their growth at the front of the State House in Vermont, according to police on Friday. The police were made aware of this by a visitor to the State House. A total of 34 plants were discovered by officers this week among the cultivated flowers that line up the walkway at the front of the Montpelier building. According to Capitol Police Chief Matthew Rami, more plants may have been found by state government branch workers who are responsible for tending the gardens. The chief was unable to determine if the immature cannabis plants were marijuana or hemp, and that there are no plans to test the plants and there will be no criminal charges. The difference between a hemp and marijuana plant is that hemp contains 0.3% of the psychoactive THC or less, while marijuana contains THC higher than 0.3%. Recreational marijuana use is legal in Vermont for possession of small amounts. However, it is still illegal to grow in public. Farmers are able to plant hemp for income. The only way we can make a criminal case is if someone comes down and claims it, said Chief Rami on Friday. There have been similar cases of cannabis plants being found by officials in the State House gardens, says Rami, but this was the first time in his 2 years of being chief. This was a humorous thing to come back to off from vacation, Rami mentioned about Monday's findings. Photo. Cannabis plants at Vermont State House Gardens on Friday, July 12. Matthew Rami, Vermont Capitol Police. Photos. Matthew Rami, Vermont Capitol Police. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.